This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
Law and order.
Law and order.
And you're the jury. It's Listener's Court on The Wake Up Call.
It's time for another listener court here on The Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. This morning we have Ned and Paula. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Paula is Ned's sister-in-law, and he and his wife said that she could come and live with them when she and her boyfriend split up a few months ago while she saves for her own place. Ned said everything has been fine with her living there until he walked past her room a few weeks ago and saw that she had spilled nail polish down the side of the mattress. He went to check it out and saw that some of it got on the fitted sheet and most of it got on the mattress itself, and there's no way to get it out. Ned wants Paula to buy him a new full-sized mattress before she moves out. He says that he was nice enough to let her live in his house rent-free, and she couldn't even take care of the things that he was letting her use. So, Paula says that there's no reason to get an entirely new mattress because the side of the mattress gets covered by a fitted sheet anyway, and no one will be able to see it. Plus, the mattress is super old, and he's just trying to get a new bed out of her. So we need to find out, is Paula guilty and needs to buy Ned a new mattress, or is she not guilty and Ned is just making excuses to get a new bed? Gavin, you'll be representing Ned.
Okay.
Katie, you'll be representing Paula. Listener court is now in session. I'd like to call the plaintiff, Ned, to the stand. Gavin, you may question Ned.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. First of all, I want to say I'm sorry about your mattress. I know that that's a loss. How old was that mattress?
Yeah, it's like 12 years old.
Okay, so basically brand new. So,
Your Honor.
I'm sorry. I guess my colleague over here has got frivolous mattress money where she doesn't keep mattresses.
I just didn't know
for
that
30
12
or 40 years
is considered new under any circumstances, but I apologize.
Hearsay.
That's
what?
Right.
Go
Can
ahead,
I continue
Gavin.
With my
yes,
questioning?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much. So, humble apologies, Ned, for that outburst. So when it was purchased 12 years ago, what was the value of it then? How much did you pay for it?
It was kind of expensive.
Probably expensive. Yeah. Right, of several hundred dollars. Have you priced out a new mattress, and how much would that cost?
Yeah, so I started looking around, and new mattresses are anywhere from like $400 to like $600, something like that.
Wow, $400 to $600, and who has that during a pandemic? So the nail polish, what color is it?
It is just the most hideous shade of pink that anybody's ever seen.
And the nail polish, the pink nail polish, even if you did put a fitted sheet over it, you would still see it, or would it be completely covered?
Well, it would be covered, but the biggest thing is, like, if I hadn't found out about the nail polish, she probably wouldn't have even told me. What else is there going on that I don't know about?
It's a great point. No further questions.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Ned, let me ask you something. How okay are you truly with your sister-in-law living with you?
She's family. As long as she's taking care of my things, there shouldn't be a problem.
And did you ask her to give you any kind of security deposit before she moved in the event that something like this could have happened?
Well, I trusted her. Of course I didn't ask for a security deposit.
Okay, so you did not. Is it $400 to $600 of damage with hideously pink nail polish?
100%.
And what are you basing that on?
It smells terrible.
It smells like nail polish.
Yeah.
And how do you know that that smell is coming from the mattress and not just the smell is in the room because she painted her nails in there?
That's actually a very good question.
Thank you. I agree. Nothing further.
All right, thank you, Ned.
All right, thank you, Ned. You may step down. We'd like to call the defendant Paula to the stand. Katie, you may question Paula.
Paula, I'm so sorry to hear about your breakup. This must be a very difficult time in your life.
Yeah, it's a very difficult time. This makes it just even worse.
I can only imagine. And you are in the process right now of saving up money so that you can actually move out of your sister brother-in-law's house, correct?
Yeah, that was the point of me moving in so that I could get out on my own.
So to buy him a new mattress because you allegedly did $400 to $600 of damage with this nail polish, that would really only delay you from being able to move out of their house, correct?
Yeah.
It stands to reason that maybe he is just using this as an opportunity to get a new mattress on your dime, keeping you there even longer, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, nothing further.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Why were you putting nail polish on in bed?
I don't have like a chair or desk in there or anything, and I wanted to be considerate of the smell that nail polish makes, so I wanted to contain it to my room. So that was where I was sitting to do it.
Are you sharing a bathroom with anybody right now?
No.
No. So why wouldn't you put the nail polish on in the bathroom?
I don't know. I think it's cold in a bathroom. I was just trying to do some like self-care stuff in my room.
I see. It seems suspicious that you didn't tell Ned that you spilled nail polish on the mattress, and instead he had to find out on his own. What's the reason for that?
Look how he reacted. He called a radio station.
I see.
Order, no laughing. That's not funny.
I think, Your Honor, what she meant to say was, that's a good question. No further questions.
I think I know what I meant to say.
I read between the lines. No further questions.
All right. Thank you, Paula. You may step down. Now I would like to ask Gavin and Katie to present their closing arguments to the court. Gavin, you may start first.
Thank you, Your Honor. This comes down to respecting people's property. Ladies and gentlemen, my client allowed his sister-in-law, not even a blood relative, to stay with him for free without a deposit. And this is how she treats him? This is how she treats his things? Didn't tell him that it happened. So far as we know, no apology has taken place. And now the mattress needs to be replaced. There's a stain on it, and it smells probably forever. So I trust that all of you can put yourself in my client's shoes, in my client's bed, and understand that things need to be replaced when they're mistreated. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what we have here is a case of Ned being resentful that his wife forced him to let his sister-in-law live in his house rent-free. And believe it or not, you can still sleep on a mattress that has a little bit of nail polish on the side. He's just trying to get a new mattress out of her so that he can get something in return for letting her stay at his house. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, counselors. We will now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, Wake Up Call listeners. You've heard both sides, and now you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know, is Paula guilty and should buy Ned a new mattress, or is she not guilty and Ned is just making an excuse to get a new bed? Text guilty or not guilty right now. We will play one song and come back with the verdict next. It's Listener Court on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.